It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Monday, December 13th, 2010. I'm John Moe. Who would have thought an international incident could be traced back to one Lady Gaga CD? Private First Class Bradley Manning says he brought in a blank CD labeled Lady Gaga, loaded the documents onto it, smuggled it out, shared the contents with the world. Obviously, the military wants to prevent this from happening again. Noah Schachtman has obtained information about how they intend to go about that. Noah edits the Danger Room blog on Wired.com. Noah, what's the military doing?
They just announced a move to basically ban all disks, all thumb drives, all flash drives, anything like that from its secret network. It's a move they've actually taken before. A couple of years ago, there's relatively benign worm called agent.btz that managed to infect hundreds of thousands of military computers, and it spread by way of thumb drives. And so the military banned the drives then. They removed the ban in February 2010, which is exactly when Bradley Manning plugged in his disk into his drive.
Now, if I'm sitting on my network here at work, and, you know, not that I ever spy on my employer, but I could copy something into, I could cut and paste into an email and, you know, send it through a Hotmail account and out it goes. I mean, couldn't Bradley Manning or somebody after Bradley Manning just email something?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah?
Yes. Yes. That's the whole thing, is that technical means to stop this kind of exfiltration of data, as they might say in the military, are really hard to pull off. Really what you got to do is screen the people. And the thing is, Bradley Manning, while he was training to be an intelligence analyst, uploaded classified stuff to YouTube, which should have been a flag right there that the guy should have never gotten a top secret clearance.
He did that before he got the clearance.
Yeah.
So then, if there's all these restrictions on taking information, sharing it, moving it around, you know, it sounds like you would need those thumb drives, you would need a disk, you would need something else if you're going from network to network. And it seems like this is going to hurt the interconnectedness and the interoperability of these different military networks.
As one military insider told me recently, they were asking us to build houses already. Now they've taken away our hammers.
That would seem to say that this policy can't stand if everyone's against it.
You know, look, military guys jump through a number of hurdles, and you know, maybe there's just going to be one more hassle that you have to take on when you put on the uniform.
That's Noah Schachtman from Wired's Danger Room blog. Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. Tomorrow is Patch Tuesday, Microsoft's monthly issuing of fixes to address software vulnerabilities. 17 software bulletins will be issued, the most ever in a month. What does this all mean for you? Update your software tomorrow. And the World Wildlife Fund has created a new type of document. It's like a PDF, but it's called a WWF. The twist is, you can't print it. So you can send someone a WWF document, but they can't put it on dead trees. And happy to welcome a brand new station listening to us today, KOSU in Oklahoma. Glad to have you with us. We like to poke into the smartphones of famous people once in a while, find out what they're doodling around with. Kathy Valentine is probably best known as the bass player of the Go-Go's. She co-wrote the songs Vacation and Head Over Heels. That was before there were ever any iPhones. Today, she uses an app called Guitar Toolkit. It gives her a lot of options.
If I'm writing a song and say I put a G chord or something in there, then I think, well, I want to add a little more color to this chord. And you can just kind of scroll through, and not only does it show you how to play it, it shows you how it sounds. Can I play it? You want to hear a chord?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah,
okay,
please.
Okay, here we go. You hear it?
So what are you playing right there?
That's a G minor ninth. Huh. And then I could go, oh, that's pretty cool, but let me just check this one out. G major 7th, sharp 11th. That might be more what I'm looking for. And then I go.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that awesome? So when I'm writing a song, I'll just like go through this and find different chords. And sometimes just the sound of a chord. I found one the other day that just made me want to write a whole song because it was such a great sound.
Kathy Valentine in Austin, Texas. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.